Transmission.
At this point, nobody needs to be told that that is not the correct time. It is, in fact, 1930 UTC, which is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, it's true. I also like to drink tea at this time. It's so good. What am I drinking? I'm drinking the Dahong Pao. The new Dahong Pao that we got last Tuesday and unboxed last Tuesday. So if you didn't catch that, you might want to hit up the archive. Alright, so what are we doing now? Well, I almost forgot. We need to go to the numbers, don't we? How am I going to forget the numbers? Let's not be an idiot. Okay, so, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 100, number 255, number 277, number 339, number 406, number 465, number 848, number 876, number 886, number 990. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, numbers lady. Isn't numbers lady just so great? All right. Here's the deal. Once again, I'm not doing super great today. I'm doing better than I was, but I'm a little bit sore, and the other problem is it's raining. It's raining really hard today, which is great, but I waited for as long as possible to see if it would let up so we could go outside, but it hasn't. So it's time to do the show. Welcome to Dubious Goals Committee. Maybe I'll go outside later. But anyway, last night, one of the things I was thinking about, I wanted to mess with my ring modulator, my homemade ring modulator. Not, you know, the ring modulator effect in my effects processor, an actual physical ring modulator. So I've got that right here. And I've also got the old pocket operator. Which is not plugged in directly. You're just hearing it through the microphone. Yay, isn't that fun? So let's plug that in. What I've got that, I've got this plugged into my ring modulator. And then, what else do I have plugged in? I was going to plug in one of my optical theremin oscillators, but I changed my mind and decided to go with my APC. The Atari Punk console, the classic, what's his name, Forrest Mims circuit that I've been building for years. I've been building since the early 80s, if not earlier. But I've run into some little problem. I don't know what's going on here because I've got everything hooked up and it doesn't want to work. So let's unhook this and let's just test to make sure everything is working fine. We know. Or actually, do we really know that? Do we know this cable is good? Okay, let's plug in the APC. Turn it on here. Crank it up. Here it comes. Get some weird breakup on it.
Hello?
In case you need some lightsaber sounds, if you're a Star Wars nut. Alright, so let's kill it. Wait. Okay, so we know the APC is working. We're going to leave it on. We're going to plug it in. And it is now plugged in. We've got both audio generating machines running. They are plugged into the magic box, the ring mod. Now all we got to do is plug the ring mod into the interface. And we should be hearing weird ring modded sounds. What's going on? Why is this not happening? Why is my pocket vibrator all sparkly? What's happening here? Why am I not hearing anything? Let's give it some gain. I hear a hum. Yeah. So this brilliant idea just apparently is not going to work today. But good job, Tobe. Good job thinking about it. What exactly is the problem? Let's mess with the cables here. I don't hear any crackles. I don't have hear anything weird. So it's not a bad cable. Yeah, I think we've got some other little dorky stupid issues. So let's start shutting this stuff down. How disappointing. To myself, even. And let me apologize to you for not being as awesome as I usually am. I'm really disappointed in my bass drop self. I don't know what the hell's going on, because I had some other really cool ideas. Bass drops were not one of them, baby. But I also have a stylophone, and I was thinking, you know, it would be cool. It'd be to run the stylophone and the pocket operator into a ring modulator. You know, let the pocket operator do a drum beat, and then, you know, sort of just do the tone business with the stylophone. Ow. I don't know if I'm explaining this very well. We haven't heard the stylophone in a while. Let's turn it on. Does it have good batteries in it? Can I get the stylus out? Turn on the vibrato. Yeah, it's a lot of square wave love from the 60s. Let's plug it in directly here and get ready for some horrible attacks. And now with vibrato. Real clicky attack. Click, 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 click. So I was thinking, here's what you do. You run that in as the oscillation signal to your ring modulator. Then you have a drum beat going through it. And so then you can sit there and play notes on the stylophone and you get wacky sounding drum beaty stuff. I haven't gotten around to doing that yet, but, you know, maybe someday I will. Oh, yeah, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, why not just hook the stylophone up to the effects processor? Well, yeah, we could do that, too. Here's your dry sound. Super exciting. What effects we got? Oh, we got some ring mod going here. Thank you. Yeah, that's how this is how you make the warning sound in any James Bond movie. You know, when the giant doors are closing or when the giant doors are opening and the missile is popping out. This is the sound. Warning! Warning! Missile launch imminent! Why is it weird? Man, we are getting some really crazy level fluctuations that we should not be getting. What the hell? Why is this happening? I am not sitting here messing around with knobs. Does all this just need to be cleaned so bad? Stylophones suck. Never buy one. Oh, sure, they look cool, and you think, oh, I'm going to have a 60s thing. But no. And you can't play anything on them, or with them, or anything. So what is the point of having one? I have no idea. I guess they're sort of fun to mess with for like all of 5 minutes. And of course, if you're a sound designer, and you need to, you know, make sound effects for James Bond movies, and the giant door is starting to close. Yeah, enough of that. But we could always go with some bleep drum. Everybody clap. Yeah, in case you want to be in the new YMO. Anyway, I'm tired of this. I'm sure you are too. Should we run it backwards just to see what happens? Oops, I stopped it. I don't know how to do it. I broke it. No, I didn't. Uh-oh, now I think I really did break it. Why is the LED not changing colors? Why is it not working? Why is it not going? Well, Tobe broke it. All right. You know what this means? I'm done. I just don't have it today. Today is a dismal day for doing nothing. Nothing except drinking tea. Because I do like to drink tea. Because I'm a tea drinking fool.
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend,
tea is so
Vietnam?
Good.
Not just
not
this
even
minute.
Funny.
Yeah. Well, baby, me so horny. Me so
oh,
horny.
Oh, me love you me long love time. You. Me love you too much. $15 to buku. But seriously, I saw this the other day, some Justin Johnson. I want to see what this is all about. This is him doing some Queen. Oh, God damn it, everything's crashing. Due to technical problems, you are now going to listen to a bunch of crap while I try to fix some stuff. Not give a shit. This shit doesn't want to work. Why? Okay, maybe this is a good sign. Maybe something will work now. Let's see what happens. This doesn't work this time. This is only my 8th attempt at doing this. Then I'm probably just going to walk away. Because none of this is my fault. Everything that you are hearing now is failure. Equipment failure. All I want to do is listen to Justin Johnson play his stupid guitar song. Oh, look, I'm Queen. I'm going to rock you. And it's... it still doesn't work. And I've got... this all happened because of this new update. Some update came down the line. I didn't want it. It said, oh, you're taking it anyway. And I wonder if we can trick it. Something went wrong. Please send us a report to help us fix it. Shove it up your Netflix. So it's gonna kind of work, and I don't care. I'm walking away. Wasn't that awesome? I don't care. I'm walking out. I'm just letting this go. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody's listening. Kidding me? It just failed again. Okay. Whatever. Thank you.
I wanna be your end game. I wanna be your first string. I wanna be your A team. I want.
Can't.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.